Well, yeah, let's get to the men's side. So, yeah, observations there and thoughts on how that's transpiring for some young guys and obviously some vets out there.
Yeah, another good day for Gus. You know, I know he wants to, a guy as competitive as Gus, that he wants to be in the top 20 right away. But he was 39th today, and that's a really strong result. He had I'll have to go back and study these results a little better, but it looked like he had a really good first lap and a really good third lap. He moved up in the last 1.9K about 10 or 12 places, and he ranged from about 34th to 47th today. And so it was just very tight in his place, moving up and down throughout the race. He caught some good rides, skied some of the race by himself, had some rides that weren't great. You know, it was just a really good experiential race for Gus, and I think he's in a good spot. He'll be starting pretty close to Kruger tomorrow, mm-hmm. we're hoping, and he's ready to skate. So being able to dance in and around the top 30 is impressive for a first year senior, and he's psyched. It was a good race, not a perfect one.
Okay, any other thoughts? We've got Scott Patterson back in 53rd, Simeon 55th, but yeah, speak a little bit about, and maybe to Scott actually, because, you know, Scott is coming off a tough year last season, and he's coming back onto the World Cup, and I think he pulled himself off maybe in December at some point, and I, you know, essentially did not head back over to Europe. Yeah, how are you handling that situation and ensuring that he feels like he's got, you know, you have patience and everybody has patience as he sort of ramps back into World Cup pacing?
It was great to see some signs of life. Sounds a little bit negative, but there were some parts and sections of Scott's race today that were pretty fast and were representative of where he skis when he's in good shape. And it's really hard to believe that you can get better when you're not at least feeling parts of, you know, certain elements in a race. And I think Scott felt a lot of that today. It wasn't a good race from start to finish. He said he fell apart in the last K or K and a half. But there was some really good skiing that reminded us of Scott Patterson from 2 years ago. So I know he's feeling some pressure to come back and start swinging and making contact. But I just heard him say about 15 minutes ago how psyched he was for tomorrow. So that's the kind of attitude we need.